Good evening. It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. State lawmakers are back in Austin. The special legislative session started today. Governor Greg Abbott has listed 20 priorities he wants lawmakers to tackle. The state Senate suspended decades-old rules today to move quickly on some of those items. Lawmakers have to first approve sunset legislation that would keep certain state agencies open. Once they do that, then they can move on to other priorities. That includes a so-called bathroom bill that would require people to use the public restroom that matches the sex on their birth certificate. We're teaming up with public radio stations across the state to answer your questions about how the Texas legislature works. We're calling the series Texas Decides, a very special session. Today, Ben Philpott with KUT in Austin reports on why lawmakers need the extra workdays in the first place.
Today's question is actually two, both from Austinite Kelly Harper. The first one's pretty easy, so I'll start there.
Have we ever not had a special session?
Yes. In fact, the legislature wrapped 2015 without any special sessions. Over the past 13 sessions, seven did not have one. But Harper has a point. Special sessions are baked into the Texas legislative process. Historically, lawmakers have often used the extra time, starting back in 1850, after the state's third regular session. So on to question two. Harper wonders what lawmakers could do to avoid this.
What if we use the first 50 days of the regular session passing legislation instead of pageantry so that we wouldn't have to call a special session?
Okay, to answer this, let's start with the Texas Constitution. It states lawmakers can't pass bills for the first 60 days of a legislative session. That means 43% of the session is over before a bill can pass, although items deemed an emergency by the governor can be taken up and voted on immediately. Hugh Brady is the director of the Legislative Lawyering Clinic at the UT School of Law. He says you have to consider what life was like for lawmakers in the 1930s, when the Constitution was amended to include the new deadlines.
It really was a part-time job back then. They didn't have any paid staff. They had a stenographer's pool that they used to answer correspondence and that, but their office was their desk on the floor. And so, you know, they would show up in Austin and you know, you needed that time to get your legislation drafted and all that because you didn't have professional staff.
But what might have been necessity in the 1930s has become today's political tool. Almost every legislative session, lawmakers from both parties have complained about how long it takes to pass a bill, especially when some legislation zips through that same process.
The day that we heard it in county affairs, we passed it out of county affairs. And the next day it went straight to calendars. A bill went through this entire process in less than 4 days.
That's Bedford Republican Jonathan Stickland addressing the House during the regular session. He and other Tea Party Republicans have been the most recent vocal opponents of the slow process. But of course, lawmakers passing more bills means more laws, something our question asker Kelly Harper admits has its own issues.
That might or might not be a good idea. But if they're going to be working for us, they should at least be doing something productive.
A fair point. Watching lawmakers spend the start of each session just sitting around, only rising to honor the official pecan queen of East Texas, can be frustrating. But Hugh Brady reminds us it was politics, not process, that led us here today.
It's not because the legislature didn't necessarily get its work done. The House passed a sunset bill and sent it to the Senate, and the Senate wouldn't take it up.
Texas needs that sunset bill to keep open a handful of state agencies, including the state medical board. And in the last days of the regular session, the Senate had a chance to pass it. But Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick let it die to force a special session and get a second chance to pass several of his priorities, including a bill to block transgender bathroom access.
I'm prepared to go to a special session to get it passed.
Now, one more point on speeding up how lawmakers work before we finish. UT's Hugh Brady says making lawmakers work faster can also mean giving constituents less time to know what's going on.
I think we see this on the national level with, you know, not knowing what's in the health care bill of the day. And I think anything that promotes deliberation and transparency in the process is probably a good thing.
If you want a productive special session, you could get it this summer. Governor Greg Abbott wants lawmakers to work on 20 items in the next 30 days, although the chances that all or even most of those items reach the governor's desk are considered slim. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott.
Want to know what state lawmakers are considering during the special session? We have a guide at KERANews.org. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project examines life on the financial edge. People fleeing violent relationships often leave without financial support, which means a shelter may be the only place they can turn for help, and those are usually designed for women and children. One Dallas shelter is about to open up to pets, too. As Courtney Collins reports, knowing there's a safe haven for the family dog might give someone the courage to leave an abusive home.
It's obvious from the moment you meet her. Stephanie's an animal lover. She rescued squirrels from the backyard as a child. Her Instagram feed is dominated by furry friends. She wanted to do this interview at a dog park.
To so many people, animals are no different than our children. They're just as important.
For more than 20 years, Stephanie was in a relationship with a man she says abused her and her pets. We're not using her last name because she still doesn't feel safe.
Physically hit me. He strangled me on a number of occasions, and worse. To hurt me, he would kick the dogs. He would not let me care for them properly when we were out of town. One time he wanted me to just leave my dog, who had just had a stroke, in the backyard when we were supposed to leave to go to Austin.
On that particular occasion, Stephanie says her ex-husband got angry, drove that dog to the vet, and had her euthanized. She says her pets were victims, just like she was.
Not letting our dogs get groomed in the summer when this man makes $1 million+ a year, or vet care, saying, well, I'm not spending a dime on that animal.
6 years ago, Stephanie finally left. She says the divorce cleaned her out and left deep financial scars.
So I'm 50 years old with no money in the bank, a little hourly job that I just started, and horrible credit. After spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on attorneys, I have nothing.
Which is why she turned to The Family Place, a North Texas family violence shelter. She's currently living in an apartment the program arranged. Her beloved dogs are being fostered by another family right now. Stephanie's counting the days until they're reunited. The Family Place recently expanded, adding about 50 beds at a new emergency shelter, a lot more space for counseling and job training programs, a shelter for men, and a new wing called Barkingham Palace. There is space for 5 large dogs and 6 cats. There is a bathing station, cuddle room, and dog run outside, complete with AstroTurf. The hope? That adding pet accommodations might mean one less hurdle to jump for people trying to leave an abusive relationship.
You know, I've been at the Family Place more than 25 years, and I know women whose dogs were killed when they left. So I know how much pain there is in thinking about that. And so this way they won't have to.
Paige Flink is CEO of The Family Place.
You can't take your pet to work. And if you are lucky enough to be employed, you need for everything to be status quo so you can't afford to support yourself if you're leaving. But also, hotels a lot of times won't take pets. New apartments won't take pets. It is another issue that someone who is a victim has to deal with. And so those are the things we all don't always think about.
Right now, the pets of Family Place staffers are test driving the kennel. And so far, so good. Once the new rooms at the emergency shelter open in a couple of weeks, Barkingham Palace will be up and running too.
Pets are happy and pets are soothing. And so we want also for people to come because they many times won't leave without their pets.
And Stephanie can relate. She says knowing her pets are well cared for is vital to her happiness. And as a survivor of a violent relationship, she says her pets care for her too.
I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and having my animals just to cuddle at night or lay at my feet, it's like a medication. It's something that you need.
And she says people who have left a violent home shouldn't have to miss out on that. The Family Place agrees. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Coming up tomorrow morning, an FDA advisory panel has recommended approval of a breakthrough gene editing therapy for leukemia. The therapy was tested at several sites around the country, including right here in North Texas at UT Southwestern. We'll talk with the pediatric oncologist involved in the effort. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. In the forecast, it'll be clear tonight with a low of 79. It's 97 degrees right now in Dallas. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.